Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller. I work for Lincoln County as the Public Information Officer. My guest today, Carolyn Bauman. She is the Director of the Economic Development Alliance. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Pleasure to have you here, Carolyn. I really think today is a great opportunity for us to, you know, continue to talk about all the kinds of work you do with the Economic Development Alliance, which really is quite a variety.
Yes. We're concerned with all the different aspects of our economy.
You know, and could you just give us a quick briefing, Carolyn, of, you know, what do we identify as sectors? What does your organization say? This is a sector. Tell us what those are.
Well, sure. And when you look at the statistics and the data about wage income, where is money being generated? Where is it being spent? Everyone knows tourism is part of it. A lot of people don't realize a lot of our sources of personal income are above and beyond or outside of wages, which would be retirement types of sources, and including Medicare and that sort of thing. So we have income flowing into the county that actually part of what supports our county comes from this income to retirees and related sources like that. But then we have beyond tourism, we have marine-related sources, both commercial fishing, marine science, and all the support industries. That is a huge part of our economy. And we still have wood products being a natural resource part of our economy. And then we have smaller sectors, manufacturing, agriculture. So when you really break it down, there's a lot more going on, and tourism seems to be more the thing that's obvious that everyone sees.
Those funds, say like retirees, Medicare, do we call these transfer funds?
Is
that another
we do.
Term for them?
These would be considered transfer funds. And the big difference is it's not earned wages. And so wages are tracked in an entire...
Wages.
But wages, my only point is, are only a part of the full economic picture.
And that is a significant percent? I mean, do we have a rough percentage of...
We do. We believe that in Lincoln County, approximately 50% of people's personal income is transfer payments. The other 50% is, you know, essentially wages, more or less. You know, it varies. But that is really a dramatic difference from a lot of other places where wages would always be the vast majority of your personal income.
So when I think of the Economic Development Alliance, can I put that sector template somehow that guides your activity?
Yes, because we're guided by trying to help these the jobs that would be considered that would be better paying jobs. A lot of the jobs in tourism are unfortunately not well paid, and so what we have a lot of organizations such as our chambers that deal with retail and tourism-related businesses. So what we tend to do is look at the other parts of the economy and trying to grow those parts where the jobs are better paying. The marine-related, all that vast array of ocean-related work, it goes for everything from, you know, research and academic and public sector jobs all the way to the supportive industries for, you know, marine supply and Anglin Marine and those types of jobs. They're all really important jobs.
Is the non-wage sector, I mean, do you ever think about it in terms of attracting people to the area for that area?
We do.
What does that look like?
Well, we're a very attractive area to live in anyway. You know, we have all of these beautiful natural assets.
Yeah.
And so the way that our organization looks at it, the same thing that makes Lincoln County desirable for tourism makes it desirable for retirement and also makes it desirable for lifestyle entrepreneurs, which we think of as a class of people that work from home or they are self-employed in some way or another. Maybe they're a psychologist, but they work online with their customers. But they love to surf. And you get this combination of people. They also want to live here, and it's a very desirable place. So making Lincoln County, you know, making it strong in having the natural assets, the livability. There's no traffic. There's so many assets that we're all aware of. Those are things that, I mean, we've seen the statistics lately. Oregon is one of the top three states that people are moving into.
Wow.
In general.
Uh-huh.
And so how do we make the most of that? How do we leverage that to our advantage and have it be people that can become successful business people?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting how important technology is really for those types of individuals. Well, for every sector, I'm sure. But you're right. We can now work remotely in ways maybe that we didn't in the past.
Yeah. And the idea of lifestyle entrepreneurs, it's always been there. But now we're consciously wanting to grow that.
Well, we're talking to Carolyn Bauman of the Economic Development Alliance. So we talked about sectors. Carolyn, we'll take a break. But when we come back, let's make sure to talk a little bit about brownfields. The Economic Development Fund grant as well, and housing.
You bet.
I think can take us through our program today.
Okay.
So we'll be back after this break with Carolyn Bauman. Stay with us. Carolyn Bauman of the Economic Development Alliance. Many things that your organization does, Caroline, and one of the things we've been talking about yesterday, for example, in our Board of Commissioners meeting that happens every year is that Economic Development Grant Fund. And it looks like the commissioners had their preliminary discussion after your board made their recommendations.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So if folks wanted to look at yesterday's video, they would see those initial award recipients, at least tentatively.
Yes. Now, this is a fund called the Lincoln County Community and Economic Development Grant Fund. Nice long name.
Yes.
Once a year. The origin of these dollars, they are coming into Lincoln County for the purpose of economic development from the video poker portion of the Oregon lottery. So this is not part of the regular budget of the county. It's a separate fund.
The board, for example, the Alliance board that looked through those applicants, do they also, are they limited to just that activity, or do they help give you guidance in all activity for the Alliance?
They give me guidance because the Economic Development Alliance, to back up a little bit, it's a nonprofit. So it is created to help the county, but it's separate from the county. It's mm-hmm. It's got its own nonprofit organization. So it has a board of directors, a leadership board, quite a large board. And this is the group that reviews the applications preliminary to the Board of Commissioners making their final decisions.
Yeah, and now looking back historically, over $1 million back into the community.
I think it might be past
that mark.
Way past that. And we'll have to get that figure, but it's 100,000 to 120,000 a year.
Yeah.
And it's been going since 01, so we'll have to do the math.
Yeah. So let's jump into brownfields.
Okay.
And this is very exciting. EPA enters the picture here. So, have you secured the monies?
Yeah, we were, people may have seen an announcement maybe 6 months ago that Lincoln County, through our COG, Council of Government, our economic region, through that region, we were able to write a grant because these are complex grants that we don't have the capacity locally to compete for.
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky enough to have a grant writer.
Nice.
We competed and won a grant from Environmental Protection Administration federal government branch of Department of Commerce, and we did end up receiving $600,000 over a three-year period. And that three-year period is now beginning. We have a work plan that's been approved by the EPA. And the purpose of this money, the $600,000, is to evaluate and assess industrial sites in the Yaquina Bay region of Lincoln County.
So do we have industrial sites that need refurbishing, need revitalizing?
Sure.
Is that part of...
Yeah.
And we have
yeah.
limited industrial property anyways, right?
Well, so, we'll probably come down... the EPA can generate a list of all of the sites that we have, that are industrial that they've already flagged. But we're going to go from maybe 60 or 70 sites, probably down to 20 or a dozen, and really focus on some assessment for cleanup. Or they assess it and they find out this site does not have any problems, potentially. They have a very intricate formula that's part of the grant. There's petroleum related mm-hmm. and there's hazardous substances. And we have to spend money evaluating sites for both petroleum related and hazardous.
So if I was an organization that wanted to put a manufacturing facility in Lincoln County, I'm looking at a potential property. Could that property, because of its status, may have some barriers to use? We're trying to remove those? Is that essentially
what's happening? That is a very good analogy of what's happening. What we want to do is the owner typically cannot pay an exorbitant amount to clean up a site. Maybe they bought a site that was used in the past for, it could be a mill site. Mm-hmm. So you had trucks driving around, maybe spilling some petroleum over the decades. That's the kind of thing that might need to be cleaned up. And the money for cleaning it up normally would come from the EPA, Environmental Protection Administration. And the steps to that cleanup, we're taking the first step, which is the phase one assessment.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a win-win because...
Oh, yeah.
We can maybe rehab some of these properties, but a win-win for the environment, too.
Oh, definitely. And, to take your analogy, when you've got when you've passed a phase one evaluation, it's similar to, in the residential world, the prospective home buyer getting a building inspection and pass and say, this house passed a building inspection, it's ready to go, you can go ahead and buy it and not worry about it.
So, Carolyn, before we go to break, what do you see in the coming months? Is there going to be, some sort of public interface?
Yes,
what's happening?
Yes. What's going to happen next, and I do want to emphasize, there are four partners on the grant. Lincoln County, the subject of this show, is one of the four partners. So as far as the applicants, the partnership was created during the application for the grant. City of Newport, City of Toledo, Lincoln County, and the Siletz Tribe. So it's very exciting to be able to bring together all the partners that either own or manage or they have in their jurisdiction the major industrial sites in the Yaquina Basin. And it's a great opportunity for people. They will be able to give input about what they think is important to clean up.
Awesome. Okay, we'll be looking for more on that from the Economic Development Alliance and these jurisdictions. We're with Carolyn Bauman. We're going to take our last break, come back, finish up with housing on Lincoln County Connections. We have been talking a lot about housing. We know workforce housing is so critical. What are some thoughts about this, Carolyn? Because you've really dug into this. Your organization is really advocating and working towards solving
a problem. It is a really difficult problem, as everyone knows. Another problem is my organization we do not have expertise or focus on housing itself. There's others that do. There's other nonprofits that do. But we recognize the severity of the problem when you have you have parts of our county where businesses they're able to grow. They've got lines going out the door of their restaurant.
Yeah.
And the barrier is to hire people. They can't hire these top people from outside the area because they can't find a place to live when they arrive here. So it's become such a barrier to our economic growth that my organization is trying to just, through coordinating various people and parties, trying to get some stuff accomplished, at least in the coordination. And Proud Ground, that came to the commissioner's meeting yesterday, is a good example of bringing in some expertise.
Yeah. You know, we don't have time at all to go into, you know, all the activity that's been going on. And I don't mean to throw a curveball at you here, but as a business, as an individual, any recommendations on what we can do to advocate for our community to solve the problem?
Well, it's difficult in, you know, the number of rental units available compared to the need.
Yeah.
You know, there's a disparity there that the market is not solving. We do have some glimmers of hope because we have people who have successfully done affordable housing for low income in Yahats, for example. That same group, I think it's called Our Coastal Village. You know, they have a nonprofit. They are actually, you know, moving into workforce housing. They have a complex where if you're a professional person, you can start living in the condo and move towards home ownership of that condo.
Nice.
They've got another development coming up. And in the North County, there's activity in multifamily or multi-unit rental housing, which just to see that activity is important.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think of maybe on my end of putting together some sort of at least a web page or an aggregate of activity going on, so we know where to see those nodes.
Well,
you know, so I don't know, something like that.
Well, we're just continuing to explore. We're exploring by doing in-depth interviews with all of the major employers. How might they be able to participate?
Right.
So I think now that Proud Ground is kind of entering Lincoln County in a more formal way, we do have opportunities to tackle and really where is the real struggle happening and identify that.
Yeah. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for being a guest today here.
Thank you for having me
on County Connections. Where can we find more about you and the Economic Development Alliance?
Well, coastbusiness.info has always been our web presence. We have an office in Newport, and we can be found at 265-4544. And we appreciate your interest, Casey.
Well, thank you for coming on, Carolyn. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back next week at 9 on Thursday. Have a great day.